St. Cloud State University is on the verge of celebrating 150 years. It's been a long and storied history. Well, it's about 150 years worth. But Thursday morning, they did something for the first time.
The 24th president of St. Cloud State University, Dr. Robin Wacker.
Dr. Robin Wacker will be the university's 24th president. The history part of all this is she's the very first woman to ever have that role. When she was announced at roughly 10 a.m. this morning, about 300 people were there. Many in attendance were women, roughly 70%. Michelle Mum was one of those women. She's a part of the provost's office here at St. Cloud State, and she's looking forward to what Dr. Wacker will bring to the university.
And I'm really excited for St. Cloud State. To have a woman president, it will be really, really exciting. And I think I've heard her speak a few times, and I think she's got some really great ideas, some innovation, some creativity, and we'll move forward.
When Dr. Wacker officially takes over on July 1st, two women will hold the most influential offices on campus, president and athletic director. Heather Weems is St. Cloud State's athletic director, and she knows how powerful that message is to both the women on campus and in the community.
I think it's actually wonderful to see women having success. It's so important for our students. It's important for our campus to see the ability of women to be in positions of influence, probably more than anything, and really to make a difference. And again, it goes back to the lives of our students and the way that we're able to help them develop and grow.
Dr. Wacker spoke for about 15 minutes after being introduced. She was comfortable, confident, and most importantly, relatable to many of the students here at St. Cloud State. She talked about growing up in a poor immigrant household and how she had to pay her way through college by delivering pizzas. Angie Whitty is the program coordinator for the Multicultural Student Services Office at St. Cloud State. She was a part of that hiring committee for Dr. Wacker. And for her, that relatable story is what will set Dr. Wacker apart and what will make her successful in her new role.
Because she talks about it, it makes her so relatable, and the students want to relate. I mean, I feel like no matter what part of the university you have a role in, the students want to relate to you. They love to see their presidents and their VPs coming out to supporting their events and checking in on them, you know, their programs, their organizational meetings, things like that. And if she comes here and does that with students, it's going to be wonderful.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Josh Wynn.